And I want to invite forward our children for a brief children's message. Come on down. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We've got a good little group today. I love it. Yes. You guys, all of you add so much to our church. And I heard someone say right before church, I love having the energy of the kids and how much joy they bring to the church. Did you know that you bring a lot of joy to our church? Okay. Thanks, Miles. Yeah. Yeah. Well, this week is Thanksgiving, which is excellent. I have a picture up here to kind of symbolize what Thanksgiving is all about. It's not, well, Jesus is about Thanksgiving, yes, but right next to Jesus is another picture. That is a picture of something called a cornucopia. Can you say cornucopia?
Cornucopia.
Pretty good. That was excellent. Good job. So a cornucopia is kind of a collection of things. If you look up there, what do you see in that cornucopia? Yep, Andrew?
I see
corn. Apples. Corn and apples. Anybody see anything else? Yep. Can somebody help him out? You see a pumpkin. Okay. Yep. You see peach and grapes. Excellent. Anything else up there?
Red.
You got it all? Red.
Bread.
Okay, very good. Does a cornucopia grow on a tree? What do you think? Does it just come like that? Whoop! Everything comes? Nope. A cornucopia is a collection of all the things that God has given to us. So we give thanks for the many things that God has given to us. So there are lots of different fruit and vegetables, and there's bread up there. And so that's why we have a cornucopia symbol for Thanksgiving. But what I want to share with you today is that, do you realize that each one of you could put together a cornucopia, kind of a basket collecting all the things that God has given to you and that you are thankful for? So if you were to put together a cornucopia, your own, and don't say you'd put in there apples, what would you put in your cornucopia? What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? Yep. Andrew?
I'm thankful for grapes and
grapes? Okay. Yeah, I like grapes too. Anybody else? What would you put in your cornucopia that you're thankful for?
Apples.
I said not to say apples. Okay. Yeah. Good job though. Apples. Yeah, we like apples. Anything else you're thankful for? Are you thankful for any people in your life?
Yeah.
Sylvie? Yeah, good. Yeah. Sylvie says her family. She put there, yep, family. Anybody thankful for activities that you're a part of? Yeah, Andrew?
Like coloring.
Coloring. Yep. God gave us colors. Isn't that amazing? Colors? That's cool. Yep.
Basketball.
I'm with you on that one right here. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. And so we want to think about that, all the amazing gifts that God has given to us, and there are a lot. And the Bible says this, listen to this, every good and perfect gift comes from God above. Every good and perfect gift. So is Thanksgiving something we should do once a year? What do you think? Do we dedicate one day a year for Thanksgiving, then the other days just forget about it? Is that a good way to go? No, I don't think so. Good. What about one day a week? Should we just do it one day a week, Monday at 8:15 a.m.? That's it? No, I don't think so. Can we be thankful every single day? Yeah. Good job, you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for coming and sharing. You can go back to your parents and your families. And just for adults, that was for the children, but the adults, we're going to have a sharing time. We're going to hear what's in your cornucopia at the end of the service, so you're not off the hook. We want to hear from you. Let's share the song soon and very soon.